Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Help Myself Podcast. Now, I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Listen, gotta put that senior in there. Not want to, but I got to. And it's my privilege to be able to do so. Because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. Hey, let me tell y'all a funny story. So next week, LJ will be on spring break, right? And, you know, I just knew that they had the full week. But I go down to take him, and we having discussions, man. And my OG is like, yeah, you know, the young lady that lives in the building, she's a teacher. She said they got an off day today. And I'm like, nah, man. I pull out the school calendar, and what do you know? Instead of just getting a week, they get a whole 10 days, man. Must be nice, boy. That, when I was in school, they made us go to school. LJ be off. They be having 2 to 3 holidays a month. And I'm all for it, man, because our teachers need every possible day, every opportunity to be able to their own well-being, to be able to put together innovative ways to teach our children. So I appreciate it. You know, it just caught me off guard. I had a couple of things that I thought I was going to be able to do, but changing plans. But listen, real quickly, man, I spent the first part of the podcast talking about that. But real quickly, man, I want to encourage you to refuse to be misconstrued. I tell you, there'll be times in life when people will just decide to make you a blank canvas and they want to paint the picture of you that they want to paint. I found that often that people misconstrue me or mistranslate who I am all of the time. I had a friend a long time ago tell me that she didn't want to deal with me because she felt like I was going to ruin her life. I still don't know what that means. And what really happened is that she took the liberty to ruin mine. You know, I was the good guy. You know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes in conversations with people, you hear them trying to place their opinions and their perceptions and their past experiences onto you. And you've got to be careful. Sometimes it's not worth it to try to explain or translate your soul or your essence for people who are already entrenched into the idea of misconstruing, misrepresenting, and mistranslating who you are. So know who you are, and in all things, refuse to be misconstrued. Whether that means that you need to explain or you need to just step away.